bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the 14th chapter of John. Jesus said to them, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Today, let me begin by asking you a question. If you were given a choice, which would you prefer, a job promotion with a raise in pay or a free parking space in a pay parking lot? When I first heard that question, I thought the answer was simple. Take the promotion with the raise. Recently, a federal employee was given that exact choice, and he chose the parking space. Crazy? Not really. After doing some calculations, the man found out his raise was going to amount to less than what he would save by taking the free parking space. It became a no-brainer once the man had received the facts. Unfortunately, many people still manage to mess up the no-brainers of life even after they have been given the facts. People know the facts about drugs, but they continue to take them. People know the facts about the dangers of unprotected sex, but they keep indulging in their risky lifestyle. When it comes to their eternal life, people have been told that Jesus died on the cross to take away their sins, that he rose from the dead to assure them of eternal life, but they still don't believe. Many choose to create God in their own image, preferring to think all religions are the same and that all paths of faith will take them to the same eternal place of peace. What a tragedy. Far better to hear and believe Jesus who said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Listen carefully to the facts. Jesus says he is not one of many ways, not one of a multitude of truths, not one of multiple lives. He was and remains humanity's one and only Savior. We pray. Lord Jesus, our entire present and future hinge on what you did for us upon the cross, sealed by your resurrection on Easter morn. Remove our doubts and our delays. Bring and keep us in true faith of your all-sufficient atonement for our sins. In you alone we have hope. Amen.